Not far from the Marsh Road, traffic whizzing by Meridian Mall is some of our community's most deeply rooted history. For more than a quarter century, the Nokomis Native American Cultural Learning Center has been dedicated to the preservation of Anishinaabe legacy. This includes the Ojibwe, Odawa, and Potawatomi nations, which were the first inhabitants of our area. The center fulfills its mission through exhibitions, storytelling programs, and special events. WKAR's Peter Wharf met with Education Coordinator Vicki Voges last week to see a few of the center's many artifacts and to get to the core of our state's history.
Yes, it's all about Native American in Michigan. Like I had said, the name Michigan comes from Mishigami, which means big water. And that's Anishinaabe Mohan, one of the original dialects, Ojibwe dialects of Michigan. So, you know, and even this town is named after an Okima, a chief, you know, Chief Okemos. And everywhere you look, there's reference to Native American. And not to know the Native American history here in Michigan is like not knowing your grandma.
The name of the center comes from the idea of grandma, of grandmother.
It's, yeah, Nokomis means grandmother, and grandmother was one of the main teachers, and is still one of the main teachers in Anishinaabe culture. Of course, grandfather had his teaching techniques too, but his was more male orientated, you know, back in the day, you know, for hunting and the things that men do with the tribes, did with the tribes. But the females were more the teachers, teachers of life and lessons. And so I think that's why they decided to name Nokomis. So this started in 1989. As a nonprofit, it struggles, you know, financially, as all nonprofits do in museums, especially since the recession. And there is a phrase called the silent voice and the silent people. I think people, when they think of Native Americans here in Michigan, they automatically think of casinos and that all the problems are solved, and that just isn't the case. That just isn't the case. And I just don't see the same... the same reference when it comes to ethnic groups and the problems that ethnic groups in America or Michigan are facing. You don't hear that much about Native American, do you? And yet they're the indigenous people of this country. 14,000 years back, the first people that were here. That's a long time. They should get a little recognition besides casinos, don't you think?
Yeah. What do you think are some of the major problems that people face?
Probably being misunderstood, and also people have contrived in their minds what they think is truth about the natives here. We have panels that we put together called The Elders Speak, and you would be surprised what I've heard people come in here and say about what they think. And what they believe, it's far from what the reality is, you know. At one time, I mean, the Native people were the poorest indigenous group here in America, and Michigan too. The reservations were very poor. The casinos have done a wonderful job in helping to bring that standard of living up. But, you know, with casinos comes all the bad attributes of the human being, i.e. greed, you know. So you have to watch that.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Vicki Voges at the Nokomis Learning Center in Meridian Township. Describe where we are right now. Kind of give listeners a picture in their minds about where we are.
Okay. Meridian Township Clock Tower, Meridian Township offices. And you can see us from Marsh Road, you know. There's colors all along the banner of the building, you know.
What do the colors in the design tell us as we're driving by and looking at the building?
People are distracted easily. Yeah. And they just might think, wow, Meridian Township really has a colorful building, you know. But it tells us, actually, it has to do with the medicine wheel and the colors of the medicine wheel, which is a teaching symbol that has been adopted from the Southwest. What you're looking at right here on the ground is a symbol. That's the medicine wheel symbol. And so there are teachings in each direction.
It's a circle with four quarters, right. Black, red, white, and then sort of a
yellowish.
Yeah.
Yes, right. We need a grant for a new rug.
Right.
Or a donation to get a new rug. It's been there for a while, but and the colors can change even in the state of Michigan. As you go farther up north, some of the colors change a little bit. But, you know, those colors are around the outside of the building.
Yep.
So that kind of distinguishes it, you know, I'd say. We do teachings, maybe about three or four of the teachings that go with the medicine wheel, mostly to elementary school children. And then foreigners. We get a lot of foreigners from MSU. There has been people here from Turkey. And some of their legends completely correspond with our legends.
Really?
Yes.
In what ways?
In the, like, the wolf, Brother Wolf. Yes, the legend of Brother Wolf in Turkey. Very, very similar. Very, very similar in their culture, in their old culture. Wolf was the brother of their people, too. And, you know, there was communication there.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Vicky Voges. We're in a room right now that's probably, 400 or 500 square feet or so. Mm-hmm. And these photographs grabbed me right away, too, because...
Mm-hmm. Those are photographs of photographs. Mm-hmm. So those are very, very old. But everything you see in the gallery here is from Great Lakes, Michigan Great Lakes Native Americans. So this is a not outside of Michigan. So either there is an artist, you're seeing the art that was created, or baskets, or you know, something that is associated with the culture of the Great Lakes Indigenous people.
What are we looking at now?
Well, what we're looking at now is a very old pipe bag, and it seems to be Sioux. Not a whole lot of people know that the Sioux were in the upper UP at one time. They came across the upper UP. And there actually is a Sioux tribe still in Wisconsin. But they met strong resistance from the Chippewa there. And the Chippewa pushed them out. But one thing that did last is some of their designs, which are very, very different than the woodland designs, if you look and see.
It's the
beautiful.
Bag with these sort of these geometric shapes.
Yes, you know. The bag with the geometric shapes. Mm-hmm. The other one is an old medicine bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got some old beadwork, and then a beaded purse that's it's because of its metal top tells you right off that it's an earlier date. It's not that old. It's old, but it's not as old.
And then next to this pipe bag. What's this strip here? It's beautiful with the kind of leaves and flowers.
Right. That is a sash, and that is woodland style sash. You can tell by the beadwork because of all the floral designs.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what's next door here.
Well, in this case, you have a medicine fan, a bald eagle medicine fan, and then this is a barrette, all bald eagle feathers. Mm-hmm. That a man would wear. So this is a man's barrette. And then you have his apron, you know, that is really beautifully done with woodland design. And then it also, you'll notice the World War II.
Mm-hmm. Somebody was a veteran here.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he's showing respect for his father on this. And so he would wear that into the circle and at the powwow, or maybe in ceremony of some sort, you know, in honor of his father, who
served in the Pacific,
right, as a CB,
yep.
World War II.
See that,
you know. One of the biggest things that's happening here, let's walk over here because you can't see it, is our project that we hope to have done by the end of the month is the bald eagle's nest.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned this on the phone earlier this week.
This is going to be 4.5 feet across and hopefully about 2 feet deep. Now, this nest, I can't tell you where exactly it fell, but it was in Bath, okay?
This is an actual nest that was... It's fantastic.
I know. And it's the only one in the state that I know of. I've been making sure and checking before I make that statement. But so far, it's the only one I know of.
This is incredible. It is probably 3 feet across, 1.5 feet or so deep, and it is a work of art. I wasn't prepared to see something like this. This is unbelievable.
Thank you
so
much.
Not prepared for this.
Oh, thank you. Because I am hoping that this will help Nokomis kind of rebirth financially, and people will want to come in and see the nest. I know that when there was a couple of eagles down at Potter Park, they made a big fuss about it. Well, we don't have a live eagle in here, but we have the nest. And so I'm real excited about that.
Vicki Voges at the Nokomis Learning Center in Meridian Township. Vicki, thanks again.
All right, thank you. Chi-mi-gwech, that means thank you very much.
Thank you very much. For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.